What's up, and welcome to the Okay And podcast.
Try again.
She's so annoying. I can't. I would automatically just click off.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to the Okay And podcast. I'm Kat.
I'm Carol.
And I'm Christy.
Okay, I guess you can go by those names.
No, I'm Caroline.
My name's Caroline. I am 22 years old. I am the oldest sister. And I'm student teaching. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah. In the pandemic. So, really fun times.
Yeah, fun times.
Hi!
Okay, I guess you can go. Save the best for last. It's fine.
That means I guess you gotta go first, Catherine.
Okay. Funny.
Can you just go?
Yeah, sorry. I'm Kat. I am 20. I go to college. I'm at Texas Tech, and I am a junior. And I cannot talk. I keep saying "and." Ugh.
That's why the thing is called "Okay And."
Right. Okay. Sorry.
Oh gosh.
This is not gonna work out for Catherine.
I'm Christine. I'm 16. I go to high school. I'm a junior. And that's pretty much it.
Nothing so exciting over here.
So we're sisters, and
we are? No way.
We not really, but kind of sisters. Not by choice.
Sisters by force. Friends not by choice.
There you go.
It makes us sound really bad.
This is our first podcast. We're starting a podcast called Okay And. So we're kind of forcing I'm kind of forcing them to do it with me, because if I did it by myself, I feel like I would be boring. Christine really is against this. Caroline just doesn't care. I don't really know. But yeah,
I don't care. I just feel like it's gonna be a phase.
One of okay, no, we're gonna be famous on podcasts. That's it, on Apple Podcasts.
Including wanting to start an online boutique,
wanting to start a blog.
Yeah, you know, I have a lot of dreams and aspirations, and not all of them work. Okay,
not a lot of them work, or you don't put a lot of effort into them after the first time.
Well, this one's gonna go through. This one's gonna hit the roof. We're falling running. What is that? We're gonna hit the ground running.
It's hit the ground running.
It hit the wall.
Okay, so on this podcast, anyone want to talk about what kind of things we'll talk about?
You'll hear a little bit of everything.
Yeah,
you'll hear about what's happening in our lives.
Because that's really
so interesting, and a lot of stuff.
Our opinions on
random stuff.
I'm sorry. I just saw Harley attack Christine after she put a chopstick on it. She just started licking her face.
We've got our dog in the room with us, and she's just licking.
We have the cutest dog. Actually, it's technically Christine's dog because she doesn't really like her.
That's not true. I love the dog so much. I would kill myself for her. I would die.
Don't say that.
No.
She's so cute.
We had a conversation the other day saying that if there was something bad to happen, would you rather have Harley protect you or would you protect Harley? Everyone said Harley protect them, but Christine's the only one who said she would protect Harley because she would rather die over Harley dying.
Aww. Her life is more important also, so that kind of makes sense.
Well, I don't like that you want my chest hit.
So I'm not home. That's why they had the conversation without me, because normally they wouldn't have those conversations without me. I would be head of those conversations.
We would have those conversations without you.
Okay, so back to what we're going to discuss in this podcast. Any other inputs?
I think
we can just move on now.
I think it's just going to be a lot of random stuff that we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, so let's go into that first topic. Here we go. COVID.
Oh,
your views and your opinions.
Okay, so backstory, we're looking at, like, a guideline for this episode, and it, one of the things, topics is discuss what we will talk about in the top, in the podcast in the future, Christine. So that's not, like, topics for today.
Let's continue.
Christine doesn't really want to be here. In this podcast, we'll talk about, you know, the daily drama, you know, pop culture, TikTok. I'm a TikTok fan.
Christine's more famous than you by one video.
And she never made another one, so.
How many videos have you made being up in that room by yourself?
Just one. I've only made one. I made one yesterday, and then my friends made fun of me for it, so I put it on friends only. So, actually, maybe I put it on private. I don't really know. But it was me doing that. My name is Coda. I guess you know that already.
Yeah, it was awful. I wish I could have disliked it.
That was disrespectful. I thought it was really good, but I couldn't remember it, and I had the hard stuff. Oh my gosh, Christine, I learned the WAP, not the WAP dance, but the other one.
The ballet one?
No,
before it.
Your Honor, I'm a freak. Handcuffs and shit.
Oh, that's one I want to learn.
I'm trying to leave it. And then it's like, yeah, I learned that one.
What's with the one, what's it? They're like moving their shoulders, and then they start running, and then it's like their hands.
Oh, I don't. That one's so annoying. And they like put their hands in the front. Yeah, I don't know. That one's actually really annoying. I can't watch those.
Yeah, I agree.
Funny. And the stupid bunny hop, I really hate that too. It's so annoying. Oh, what? Everyone looks so stupid.
There's a new. There's a new girl that got the hype recently.
Who?
The one that goes like a squirrel. The Cena.
I've never heard of her.
She like lets her belly out.
Oh, I've seen all of those. Those are so funny. Body positivity.
I hate you.
Oh my gosh.
But what about her?
I don't know if she lives in LA, but she went down there and she met all the famous TikTokers.
Did you know that the Sway Boys made merch and they're like calling themselves a frat? And it's like Beta Gamma Frat.
Oh, God.
Like they like made up their own frat. I saw it on, I think it was like TikTok or Twitter or something where someone was making fun of it. And they like made merch and it's like Beta Gamma Frat.
Wow. I don't like that.
Isn't that weird?
That is kind of funny.
And everyone was like,
how many houses do you think there are?
Oh, I don't know. I only know of the Hype House and the Sway House.
Hype House, Sway House. There's like five other ones.
Yeah, I don't know them. I can't talk about those because I have no idea. But I'm sure they're great people. Did you see the D'Amelio interviews?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Where the mom was like, she was always the one in the back, but she was always there.
I know. I think it's a really great family, but they should not have been interviewing. Like, I don't know what the point was of that was. Yeah, so we moved out to L.A. because our daughters are famous, and my daughter's not going to Alabama anymore because she's too famous for that.
Oh, she isn't going to the Alabama?
No, she said in the interview that she's not going because it would be too hard for her to travel. She said she wants to have that experience and go to college, but she also doesn't want to stay there. It's basically what she said.
That's a little stupid, in my opinion.
Okay,
I mean, she's famous.
Controversial about it.
I mean, I think she's famous. Her family's famous. They don't need to go to school, I think.
You could not.
How long do you think this fame is going to stay with them?
I feel like only some people out of TikTok will become celebrities.
I feel like Addison
and Dixie, all three of them will be one of them that
actually, I agree.
Like get red carpet, stuff like that.
Yeah, I really
think. They have connections.
And Dixie's like a model now. Yeah. Or she's like modeling.
Well, she's been modeling since she was younger, apparently.
Yeah, but I feel like if she doesn't actually go to school, because she said that she was like postponing her school because of like COVID and stuff. But I feel like if she doesn't actually go to school, she'll start modeling more, you know?
I really don't think
she needs to go to school.
Well, I think she just wants a college experience. If Charlie gets famous, you know Dixie's going to be right there with her. So.
Yeah.
Well, Charlie's already famous, so she's already.
Well, I mean, yeah.
She has like 80-something thousand followers.
It's called the Charlie.
Have you gotten it?
No, I think
it has whole milk. How does her body not like blow up?
It does have whole milk.
It has whole milk in it.
Oh,
it's like whole milk, caramel, and like cold brew or something like that.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, but like whole milk, it's probably chunky.
It's probably chunky?
Let's be honest. Yeah, home love is chunky. I think that TikTok's probably going to be around a lot longer than people assume it's going to be. So I think they're going to be fine.
I think so,
no,
too.
I just think that they're going to move out of TikTok, and then eventually they're not even going to be, it's going to be one of their side things, because they already have.
What are they going to move to?
Addison and the D'Amelios, they have their own makeup stuff.
And they just did a collab with Selena Gomez.
They did?
Henry. Yeah.
I didn't know that. What do they do?
David Henry and Selena Gomez. Yeah. They made a movie together, and I guess Dixie and Charlie helped promote it. So yeah, I don't know how they're involved.
Well, is that like an advertisement? Not like a.
I don't know, but they were.
Venmo me. Venmo.
I didn't watch it. I haven't watched the movie.
No, it's not it. I said Venmo me. Venmo me. I'm living in your head rent free. Like no Miller trying to be me. Get it, sis?
I have no idea what that.
I'm just a kid. I'm only 15.
I have no idea what that's from.
I love that we can hear Harley panting.
I think she can't breathe here.
It's really hot.
If you guys don't know what that is, then we should stop talking about TikTok right now.
What is that?
You're on the wrong side of TikTok.
No, I'm
on straight TikTok.
I'm on the right side. Venmo me. Venmo me.
I've never heard that. I hope I don't hear that.
Venmo me. Venmo me. Venmo me.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough.
That's enough of that.
Yeah.
You should watch it.
Okay, and? Your face.
You go soon.
I had something that I was going to bring up, but I forgot what it was.
I'm so.
Did you hear that the whole Mulan movie that came out?
Wait, what?
Mulan came out, like, yesterday, didn't it?
Yeah, but apparently there's a lot of, like, drama and, like, controversy around it. What did she say?
A little backstory on Catherine. Catherine always does research on everything.
That is not true.
Everything.
I heard it in a YouTube video, actually.
And loves to bring it up to everyone. Well, I read an article.
No, I have no idea what the drama's about. I just know that there is.
That if you wear, I read something that if you wear your sports bra to bed, you're gonna get breast cancer.
And if you drink goat's milk, it's like gonna help clear your skin. Stuff like that.
I never said that. Something words in my mouth. Okay, back to Mulan. I have no idea what the drama is, but I just heard there was, and I was wondering if you guys did.
No, I haven't heard about it.
The movie.
Apparently, they filmed it in like 2015 or something like that.
They did. They filmed it a long
like 2017, time. Actually. I think.
I thought.
Why did they take so long?
Because it has animated stuff in it.
That takes 3 years.
Yeah. Whoa. Toy Story. I think Toy Story took 4 or 5 years.
It didn't take because it's a real life thing. You can't have a talking dragon, so it takes long to do stuff like that.
What's his name? Mushu.
I don't know. I've never seen the movie.
I'm probably wrong.
But anyways, want to hear something?
Yeah.
No. Really don't anyone to find this. Catherine, please don't post it. Catherine, I think I'm going to cry.
So, Christine, give me an update on how school's going with, like, online stuff.
It's super hard.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, I'm struggling.
All right. Do you have, like, live classes or do you just watch videos?
We don't have any lives. I mean, some classes do, but not any one of mine.
Are people still going, like, to in-person school, not school?
Yeah.
They start Tuesday, going if you signed up.
Oh, they haven't even started that yet?
Well, they had something called a ramp-up this past week, where based off your last name and the alphabet, like, A through D went on Monday, and then it was whatever, E through whatever, went on Tuesday.
Yeah, well,
it only went up to Thursday. And then Friday,
they did that for elementary, too?
Yeah, they did that for elementary.
Well, Tech has over 700 cases now, so.
Oh, how exciting.
I'm one of 700. Okay, well, Karen, how's your life going?
My life is great, actually.
Christy, can you stop talking? I can hear you.
I'm so upset.
Why are you upset?
$1,000 disrespect.
It's so hot in the closet, and I don't want to be here.
We're in a closet. We're recording this in a closet.
Okay, Caroline, give me a little update.
I'm not going to get any views on this.
Christine, I need you to stop talking and stop complaining.
First of all, don't put that in there.
If you don't like me, that's fine. But you know, watch your mouth. Can I know where that's from?
Yes, I do.
Carolyn, how's your life?
Life is great. I'm loving it. I love my life right now.
You haven't had any in-person classes?
Well, yeah. I had the ramp up.
Oh, yeah. So you got to meet them?
I got to meet some. The kids that are coming back to school. One of them, funny story, one of them is just like Christine.
How?
She just moved back from Japan.
I love when Christine went to Japan.
This girl came from Japan and they stood up to start saying the Pledge of Allegiance and she had no idea what they were talking about or what they were saying. So she looked at me and she was all confused and I was like, oh, it's okay, just put your hand over your heart and just stand here and start listening and you'll learn it throughout the year.
That's funny. Okay.
And then we did the Texas Pledge and she was like, oh my gosh, there's one for Texas. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, is there one for every state? And I'm like, no.
Texas is a little different.
Texas is a little bit different. And then they did Moment of Silence. And then I explained Moment of Silence to her after. And then they played the Texas song, like, Stars at Night Are Big and
Bright. What? They did?
Yes. So she was like, we have a song too?
That's
funny.
And
I was like, oh my gosh. And then she asked why she had to go to the bathroom with a buddy, all of this stuff.
That is so funny because I asked that too.
Exactly. Christine, when we moved back from Belgium, Christine asked that exact question to her teacher, and I found that very funny. So I just kind of stayed with her and explained it all to her. She's like, and since these kids haven't been in a classroom for the past 6 months, they don't know. All of those rules are out of their head. They're not raising their hand, whatever.
Well, it's second grade, right?
Yeah, second grade.
So did they do it last year?
What do you mean they did last year? Like raise their hand?
Like, I don't know, like the pledge and stuff. Do they do that? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they did it. They did it. It's just, since they haven't been in school for the past 6 months, what was I saying? Because they haven't been for the 6 months, whatever. They just, all those rules are out of their head. They just don't know what a school life is anymore.
Yeah.
So this girl,
yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah. So all these kids are just calling out, not raising their hand. So, and this girl was just like, what, do people not raise their hand in America? And I was just like, well, we're supposed to.
And it's you and the teacher, right? It's not just you.
Yeah. It's me and a teacher. She's so nice. I love her. She's literally put me to work on everything. I had my first observation last week on Tuesday.
How was that?
I didn't do great, but I didn't do terrible for my first time. First time teaching. It's like 1, 2, 3, or 4. So I got overall, I got a 3. So pretty good for my first time.
Yeah.
But not, I can improve.
That's good. Yeah.
All of that stuff. I had a kid bring me a little thing of hand sanitizer and a granola bar, and it had his name and it said, nice to meet you on it.
Aww.
So cute. And then another mom asked me for my favorite thing list.
That's so cute.
Carolyn, you're going to get gifts from your kids?
I can't wait.
I got gifts.
I got to get like post-it cards to just write my thank you notes.
You know what my friend used to do? When, I don't know, but she used to, for like the fall, she used to give mini pumpkins like painted whatever color and write their names. And,
oh,
like,
that's so cute.
That's really cute.
That is really cute. Maybe I'll just give that to my teacher.
Yeah.
You're going to paint a pumpkin and write her name?
No, I'm not going to do that. I'll make her a t-shirt or something instead. Something she can use.
She can use that as a decoration in her room.
Her room is a Disney-themed room.
Then ooh, put I can put on it.
Oh, how cute would that be?
Yeah.
So you're right. But I'm going to get a plastic pumpkin. I'm not going to get like an actual pumpkin.
Hurting the environment, you know. I'm not environment safe.
Right. Yes, Kirsten, you are.
I am. I'm in AP Environmental Science, so.
Right.
So I know everything.
Okay. Well, thanks for asking, but my life is doing really, really boring.
Just
I have COVID. So life's doing really great.
Stuck in her room.
Yeah, I've been stuck in my room since Monday. It is Saturday. Again, I'm getting tested again on Wednesday. I have like 4 days.
What are your plans in the meantime?
Absolutely nothing. I have to work tomorrow and Monday, even though it's Labor Day.
That's kind of nice.
Yep. And then I have school again on Tuesday. Do you have school on Monday?
Nobody has school on Monday.
Labor Day.
Oh. I thought we had school on Monday.
No. We have school on Tuesday. And then I'm teaching on Wednesday.
Well, me too. My clients aren't open on Monday, but I still have to work.
Aww.
Get ahead of the game.
Aww, I'm so sorry.
I love your sympathy. It's very soothing. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think that's a good place to stop.
Yeah.
Make sure to subscribe on podcasts, Apple Podcasts.
Oh, right, anywhere you listen to the podcast.
Apple, can you get
that?
Yeah, it's
Spotify? Anywhere you,
yeah,
you can look. You can get it anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Oh, how cool.
Uh-oh. You know, write that review, even though this is our first podcast. Don't say anything mean.
Can you like your podcast?
You know, I don't really know. I think you can. Give it a like. Give it a
like
heart.
Like and subscribe.
Wait, yeah. I have something to say.
Yeah.
For the name of this, like underneath from whoever, can you put just your name, not mine?
No, I'm putting all of our names.
No, please don't do that.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Christian's just very embarrassed.
I am. So. Really am.
And you're going to thank me for it. Don't worry.
What'd you say?
You're going to thank me for it.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, thanks for listening. If anyone actually listened, I'm sure everybody did. The entire world did, I'm sure.
You mean mom?
Yeah.
Mom
and hopefully
grandma.
Dad. No, maybe Harley.
I don't think dad would.
Dad's not going to listen.
Maybe okay, grandma. Well... Any last words?
That's it. I'm good.
Okay, and?
Bye.
Adios.
Venmo me.